These are the interviews we've recorded with candidates in the South West constituency in Edinburgh. The full list of candidates is David Ballantyne, Brexit Party, Maeve Brown, Social Democratic Party Scotland, Joanna Cherry, SNP, Sophie Cook, Scottish Labour Party, Tom Ingalls, Scottish Liberal Democrats, Callum Laidlaw, Scottish Conservative and Unionist, Ben Parker, Scottish Green Party.
I'm hoping to be re-elected by the people of Edinburgh South West as the Member of Parliament for that constituency. I've been the MP since May 2015. This will be my third general election. Well, before I was elected in 2015, I was in practice as an advocate at the Scottish Bar for 20 years. I specialised in personal injury cases, medical negligence cases and mental health cases, but I also spent 3 years as a specialist sex crimes prosecutor working to secure convictions in the field of historic sex abuse and rape and other serious sexual offences. A number of issues that really matter to my constituents. In the past, I've had a very strong record of campaigning against local bank closures and standing up for local services for my constituents. At the moment, there's a real issue about Ministry of Defence cuts and the closure of Redford Barracks and what's going to happen with that land. That's something I've worked very closely with the local community on. I also have a strong record of standing up for my constituents' concerns, using my power as a Member of Parliament, resolving benefits claims, resolving immigration issues, and supporting pensioners in their fight for pension justice, particularly the WASPI women of Edinburgh South West.
Clearly Brexit is top of the agenda, but what are the other national issues that are really affecting this general election?
Brexit is at the top of the agenda because 72% of people who voted in Edinburgh South West voted to remain in the European Union, and I've got a strong record in leading the campaign to make sure that Scotland remains in the European Union. But an issue very much linked to that is the position of the NHS in Scotland. Now, of course, the NHS is devolved, but we've heard Boris Johnson say at Prime Minister's Questions recently that he might want to take back control of the NHS in Scotland. So we feel that the NHS is under threat from Boris Johnson. He has a history of favouring privatisation, and he also wants to put the NHS up for grabs in any trade deal with the states. So if people want to defend Scotland's NHS and indeed the NHS across the United Kingdom, then they should vote SNP.
I'm standing because I think it's time that Parliament moved on, focused on what people that I'm speaking to want to focus on, which are priorities like education, healthcare, safer streets. And I think there's been an impasse in Parliament, an impasse both at Holyrood and Westminster, and I think it's time for a change. I'm a councillor for the Portobello Craig Miller Ward. I'm the Conservative Group's education spokesperson. And outside my political career, I've worked in corporate communications for about 12 years. After graduating, I was in London for a few years and then came back to Edinburgh to campaign for Better Together in the 2014 referendum, and then got more involved in politics in Scotland and I have been here. But I grew up and was born and raised in Edinburgh, and it's nice to be home. Local issues that come from the doors: infrastructure is a huge, there are huge traffic pressures in Edinburgh South West, roads coming into the city. I think we need to look at that. Certainly the suburban rail infrastructure needs to improve. There are only 2 trains an hour during peak rush hour, so I'd like to see that improved. I fought to keep the South West schools open during that consultation. That comes up, clearly it's a devolved matter, but funding coming through and filtering into our schools is important to a lot of people. And I think we have a significant presence of the armed forces in Edinburgh South West, and the commitments of the UK government to funding the armed forces and keeping that presence there certainly comes up on the doors. It's the constituency in Scotland with the greatest number of fast-growing small businesses, and I think all businesses, large and small, want a degree of certainty as to what's going on. So I'm hearing a lot of people saying that they want to move on from the debate around independence, they want to move on from daytime Brexit, they want some certainty as to what's happening so businesses can invest and jobs can be created.
So I'm standing this election because I'm really worried about climate change. We know that we've got 10 years left to tackle the biggest crisis that I think humanity's ever faced. I'm 23 years old. In 10 years' time, I'm going to be 33. That's the kind of age that my parents were when they started settling down. The fact that I could be thinking about maybe having children, starting a family, and that's the same time scale that we've got to save the planet, that's deeply concerning. So I'm really keen to get active and actually stand up for what I believe in, which is that we need climate action. We need climate action now. Work 2 part-time jobs. I'm the shop manager at the One World Shop, the fair trade shop at the bottom of Princes Street. And I also work as a volunteer coordinator for a Scotland-wide disability housing charity. I graduated from university just earlier this year, and I'm also the co-convener of the Edinburgh Greens branch, so I've been involved in kind of the Green Party for a little while as well. Yeah, so one thing that's a big issue in Edinburgh South West at the moment is the kind of ongoing situation with Gorgie Farm. So I've been really pleased to be working with local councillor Gavin Corbett, Alison Johnson, who's the MSP, to find out exactly what the situation is there. As Greens, we're really passionate that the farm keeps open, and we're really keen to make sure that that happens for community and social benefit. So we're really keen to be talking to people on the doorstep about that issue and sending our reassurances that that's something that we're working on. Perhaps predictably, we're talking a lot about climate change in this election. Mentioned already that we've got 10 years to tackle the climate crisis, so we're really keen to make sure that we have action now on that. But I think it's really important to recognise that this isn't just about tackling climate change in an abstract sense. This is actually about a Green New Deal. So it's about creating jobs for people across Scotland. It's about creating good quality, well-paid jobs, which, as well as tackling the climate crisis, actually make people's lives better. And I think that's, as a younger person, that's something that I've been really frustrated about when kind of watching the news, seeing what other politicians are talking about. Because it's not just about climate change being a huge issue. It's actually about the wasted opportunity that we've seen decade after decade of government not putting investment into the sorts of things that can tackle the climate crisis, but also make people's lives better.
Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. Listen out for more episodes coming soon.